Collar, it feels like only yesterday you played them. It's a bit of a quirk in the fixture, isn't it? But do you take much out of that performance in round nine against them?
Yeah, absolutely. The Doggies, you know, they really like speed on the game. They're quite talented and they're a really skillful team. So I think, plus playing at Marvel, they're going to be a really dangerous threat. So we've got to be up for the challenge.
Yeah. Do you expect the ball to ping around a bit tomorrow night under the roof?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just the way, watching the Doggies all year, that's the way they like to play, speed on the game. They talk about flow on the game, speaking to Luke Dowhouse. So I think it's going to be a real key for us to slow them up. And that's it. That's the key, just to try to slow them up as best as we can.
They tried to do that here, didn't they, in round nine, and got the ball moving. When they did get it on the outside, they opened you up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We spoke about that all week. That's going to be the real threat. So just being really connected in defence, and our forwards really trying to slow them up and cut out their 45 kicks. And they really like to lower their eyes going inside 50. So we're going to be right up on those leads.
Have you got a match up for Saturday, yes?
Maybe Bontempelli when he's forward, but apart from that, I'll mix and match with whoever's down there, I think.
Yeah. So what do you do to, I guess, prepare for someone like him who's been in pretty good touch in the last few weeks, or all season really, but what do you do to prepare for a player like him?
Yeah, I just watch him plenty of vision. The Doggies, like I said, they're really good at hitting up at the footy. I think Bontempelli's really good with his forward craft like that, so plenty of body early, and just watching plenty of their vision of how they like to enter the bowl. So that's good front of mind when I'm playing with blokes like that.
You mentioned Luke Dowhouse's name before. It's the second time he'll play against his old side. Have you noticed that he's probably a bit more comfortable this week than he might have been going?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, speaking to D.R. Brethley after the game, he said it was quite strange versing his old teammates after last time. So I think he'll be a lot more comfortable and relaxed heading into this game. And he's playing some really good footy. So, looking forward to what he can do for us on Saturday night.
Can you talk to us about his impact he's had on the club since he's been here, not just on the field, but also off the field in the locker room?
Yeah, he's a really, really funny guy, I think, Dow. He's full of energy. He gives plenty of spark to the group. Obviously, he shows that when he's out there playing. And he's pretty manic. Like he's fitting in beautifully with those forwards. You know, their forward pressure's elite. And it's really helping us defenders set up behind the ball. And it's been great for the team in general.
Nice to have Jed back last week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, love playing with Jed. Love what he brings. He's a really competitive beast, and he's obviously had that good record on Eddie, and he shut him down again. So I'm looking forward to what he can do again as well.
Yeah. How's Hendo tracking? Because, I mean, you look at the way that you guys are performing as a back sort of 7 or 8 at the moment, it's going to be pretty hard to crack into that group that you've got. How's he tracking?
He's going pretty well, Hendo. Oh, he gives plenty behind the scenes, you know, in meetings, in our divisional meetings as the backs. He's been really influential there, and he's just trying to get involved as much as possible. Like, he's coming down at halftime in AFL games, giving us his input, so he's really staying involved with the group. And you know, he's a pivotal part of our back seven, even though he's not out there on the field at the moment.
Yeah. You mentioned Busey before. He comes back in, he kicks a goal. Did you try and avoid him when he came back to the back line?
I was pumped for him, you know, having that long stint, I guess, on the sidelines and playing his first game in AFL. I was wrapped, I was right near him when he kicked the goal, so just need to get on the end of one myself.
It's become a bit of a running joke. Are you embracing it a little bit?
Oh, look, I wouldn't mind actually getting on the board now. I wasn't too fast, probably about the 60 game mark, and now it's getting closer and closer to the 100 game mark. I wouldn't mind getting one on the board now, so hopefully on Saturday.
Have you got a bit of a license to get forward if the game's no longer in doubt?
The coaches are trying to help me. They actually sent me 4 to 5 minute patch against Richmond a number of weeks ago now, so they're trying to encourage me to get forward and kick a goal when I can.
And you're more worried that if it's a set shot that you'll mess it up, that you prefer to kick it on the run or a quick snap or something like that?
Look, I'll take any look I can get. If it's a set shot, if it's on the run, I'm not too fast.